Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Swangles in Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault?
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic, Odyssey, Rockfin, Band.video, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks so much. We appreciate your support. We know you have, I think, 2 million options out there as far as podcasts go. We do appreciate it. A quick note to all of the people that are in the Morris Plains, New Jersey area on September 11th. At Comedy Dojo, there's going to be two shows, 5 p.m. and 7:30. My good friend, Eric Hollerbach and Chris Knowles, they are going to be there performing. You might know Eric Hollerbach as, "Hello, my slaves. It's your favorite oligarch, Klaus Schwab Jr." That insane lunatic is going to be in full Klaus Schwab Jr. outfits and regalia doing his thing. So Comedy Dojo, Morris Plains, New Jersey, 9/11, Klaus Schwab Jr. I mean, come on, you got to love that. Thanks to our newest sponsor, Solar Power Lifestyle. They are a veteran-owned company, family business. They've listened to the show. That's how we found out about each other. They are interested in harnessing the power of the sun. They are on a mission to help others in pursuit of happiness. If you're driving across country, van lifestyle, you've got an RV, you're camping, you need it for an emergency, they are selling all of the solar power systems that you need. They've got all the big names there. They've got EcoFlow, Jackery, all the big brands. There's free shipping on all their products. They've got a 30-day price match guarantee. They're very charitable. If you spend over $100, they're going to donate $10 to a charity of your choice. If you use the promo code MACRO, you'll save yourself a little bit of money there. So I'll tell you what, I'm putting the link in the description. Go take a look. Go see if there's anything that you like. SolarPowerLifestyle.com is the website. We love them. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And look, this is going to be the most appropriate ad that we talk about considering the topic of this show. But My Patriot Supply has been nice enough to build a landing page for us called PrepareWithMacroAggressions.com. The link is in the show notes. You can just click on that later. They are selling 4-week supply of food, 3-month supply of food, water purification, air filtration, air purification, water filtration. I think I got that backwards. They've got it all. Camping gear, all kinds of things. But one of what they're doing right now is that they have a sale on the 3-month kit of food. Normally, it's $897. Right now, it's $647. I don't really know why the price is going down, considering the food insecurity issues that we're facing. I would think that the price would be going up, but I'm not going to argue. If you are so inclined, if you want to take care of this food situation, like in 10 minutes, do yourself a favor, go to preparewithmacroaggressions.com. Link is going to be in the description. Take a look there. Anything that helps to support them helps to support the show as well. And we certainly do appreciate that. And I'll tell you why it's super appropriate that we read that ad is because we are here with one of our research friends who's going to talk to us a little bit about the food processing plants, among other things that are blowing up. We've got Emily Menshaus here. How are you, Emily? Good to see you.
Thank you. Great to be a part of your show, Charlie.
Well, we're grateful to have you. And your website is going to be in the, down in the show notes. But for those that are interested, emilymenshaus.org. And that's important because after you listen to this episode or watch this episode, you might want to pull this website up as well, because we're going to be going through, you've got a ton of information on there. Almost, you know, it's kind of hard to know where to start, but you've been following the fires at the food processing facilities. You've been following the fuel plants that are having problems, and also the hacking that's going on. Yeah. So let's start at the very top. What have you been finding over the last couple of months with regard to these mysterious fires at food processing facilities?
Well, I'd like to start with this is because what got me involved with this research is because there was a very popular link and things that were being pushed all over any kind of social media platform, Twitter, Telegram, Facebook, all this about all these plants. And so I started looking into these and like, where are they referencing this? And I found that one article might have been repeated two or three times and tried to make it bigger than what it was. So I have OCD and that was driving me nuts, and I'm a truther. So I'm like, I cannot let this go out. This is not right. So I ended up actually finding all of the sites and found out, because they were saying 100 plants within 6 months, and I actually found 135 plants within 6 months.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's way more than, I mean, look, I got to be honest. I don't know what the normal number of food processing facility fires are in a given year. I really don't know. But 135 in 6 months sounds really high to me. Is that fair to say?
I would think that's very high, because I went into 2021 too a little bit, and I didn't find that many in 2021. If you go to my page, I even have it because it's color-coded. I have flames and things up, like all the blue was 2021 that I could find. And then starting January, and then especially April, May, and June was like massive amounts. It was everywhere. And just to tie in Bill Gates, a lot of these, the major states, Nebraska, hold on, I'm going to look, Iowa, Nebraska, Washington State, California, where he owns a lot more land there, farmland, than any of the other states, has been hit. And so you got to follow the money. I always say follow the money. So I have been researching Bill Gates' farmlands, but I think he has some secret money hidden, because it's really hard to find these transactions with him.
Yeah.
Extremely hard.
It reminds me of when Walt Disney was secretly buying up the land for Disney World in Florida, and they bought it through like 13 different LLCs that had really obscure names that didn't make any sense. And nobody knew, because, you know, if you know that you've got Walt Disney that needs your piece of land to fill in, you know, the final piece of Disney World, then you can drive up the price. And my guess is that if you know that Bill Gates is looking around at farmland, then the price just tripled on your end if you're smart. So to have it, there be a layer of secrecy, whether that be through LLCs or other people purchasing on your behalf, that's not unreasonable to me. I mean, it's obviously shady, but it's not to be unexpected. I would suggest that anytime Bill Gates goes out and buys anything, the price goes up if they know that he's the one buying it. So I wouldn't be too surprised to find that he's probably protected several layers deep by some LLCs and legal wranglings.
Well, the secrecy of that, when you think of secrecy, what do you think of? What government agency do you think of?
I think of the NSA or CIA.
CIA. Guess who helped Disney fund the rest of that land?
Oh, was it the CIA?
CIA. Oh, so I honestly think that the CIA is probably part of this. This is why I started following the money in the actual land that he bought. And it was so, I have a bachelor's degree in accounting and finance, so I understand financial transactions and financial statements and things. It was really hard for me to determine who actually got that land. I think it's shady, fake names and all that. And I don't feel comfortable. I do have like three little things up there on my website. And those are the ones I feel confident enough that this is the truth. These people, those transactions did happen. I list the assets when it was purchased, all that. But the other ones, it's been a windmill. And yeah. And then at the end, I'm like, what did I just read? And then I try to connect it. So there's some secrecy. And so I think the CIA might also be involved with all the land purchases.
Wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. And again, you mentioned your website and you mentioned that you had it color coded. Your website is fantastic.
Oh,
for people
you.
That want to just have a quick visual reference of this, it's a map with flames, you know, representing little fires in different color coded. Everything is very well organized and it lays it out in a way that I think really kind of drives the point home, because you see this map of the United States and then there's little fires and they're everywhere and you go, oh, that's not normal. That doesn't look right. So have you noticed any patterns forming so far? You mentioned a couple states.
Numbers, definitely. A lot happens on the 11th of the month and the 13th of the month.
Really?
So we know those numbers are significant. Yeah, like there's all kinds of those all through there. If you scroll on down underneath the United States, even with each state listed, I have the actual article, news article. And stuff linked to that, but you start scrolling down through there, you're going to find a lot of things on the 11th and you're going to find a lot of things on the 13th.
And boy.
I'm confident in saying this, even with the fuel things that I've looked up, I just started doing the fuel like the last two or three days. 95%, I'm confident in saying this, it might be higher with the food processing plants, but 95% of these fires happen mysteriously in the middle of the night. Nobody gets answers why it happened or anything. So we know this might be crazy with me thinking. We know we got some cartel people coming in across the border,
mm-hmm.
right? So when I think of fires, I think of the cartel.
Well, they're doing a great job in Tijuana right now, lighting things on fire.
Well, they light cars on fire. They will light anything on fire. So I don't know if this might be something that, you know, these are illegal immigrants coming in that's teaming up with the CIA and things like that. And they're just setting them to areas, especially if it's areas that they own. This might be far-fetched. I have no facts against this. It's just me thinking. All right.
That's fine. That's okay.
So because they never find the person who did it or why it happened.
Right.
So I think that there is an army kind of being built within our United States of America that deals with these illegal immigrants, and they have been captured by the CIA and to facilitate in the destroying of the food.
Well, I saw something in a video that came out of, I want to say it was Russia. I'm almost positive it was Russia, and there's very little context for this video, but it was out in a wheat field, and there was a farmer that was showing to the camera. He was saying, "Come here, let me show you this." And in this area of his field, it had been kind of pressed down, and someone had tied a magnifying glass to the bottom of one of the wheat stalks and had aimed it at a pile of kindling and had it in a way that, like, when the sun comes up, it was going to hit that and that was going to start this fire. And so this guy's going, look at this, you know? And so I see that. I talked to, you know, Alana Freeland about directed energy weapons. I know those exist. I know that that's a possibility. And that's a good one. I mean, we have California wildfires that, you know, a couple years ago, that there's some questions about those. Sabotage is on the table when it comes to this, for sure. One facility goes up in smoke. Okay, fine. 135 in 6 months. I mean, it's reasonable for us to ask some questions. I don't think that makes us tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists. I think that just means that we're paying attention. So when we're talking about this, if you say, look, I'm going to speculate about that. Let's speculate. Let's talk, because we're going to talk it out and we'll see what's going on. I think it's very interesting, though, that you said that there's patterns forming around the 11th and 13th. I'm sure the Gematria fans out there are going to be like going out of their minds right now. I'm going to be getting emails going,
people. You know, yeah, I should mess with them. I don't believe in Q. I'll just tell you that. CIA mind control thing.
No, so we don't believe in that either.
Mess with them, though.
But the number... the people that are into the numerology and the numbers and the symbols and this date, and they add all the numbers. I don't know any of that stuff, but they'll go, oh yeah, it's all right there. So I don't know. I just know this. We need food. And it seems like whether it's a supply chain situation that's being made to happen, or it's a fertilizer shortage out of Russia, or it's a fertilizer train derailment out of Canada, or facility, you know, food processing facilities just up and getting hit by airplanes, which has happened now more than once. Twice. You know, like
Georgia,
okay,
and I've pulled those up. Georgia was one, and then the other one was Idaho.
Oh, okay, that is you can't crash anywhere else. You got to crash into the planet. I don't know. The whole thing just makes me very suspicious. So I'm curious to know what we're you know, is there any sort of common denominator in terms of what these food processing plants are processing? Is it yes, just meat related, or like no, let's get
grain,
into that?
Mostly grain, but I'll tell you, it could be a form of insurance claims, especially with the animals, because I started looking into farmers' insurance policies and things. And it seems like when they file for insurance, that if they have crops, the insurance doesn't really cover anything with that when it comes to like if the crops are destroyed or anything. But if they have animals or equipment or plants and things and it's destroyed, the insurance will cover that and they can get a payout through the insurance. So
interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard of whacking your wife for the insurance money, but your cattle?
Well, you got to sit and think that if they have cattle, they might have some produce, and the produce is not being pushed out because we have restaurants closed down, we have schools closed down, and that's where most of our produce goes, our farmlands. What I've learned, it's not necessarily the major grocery stores. A lot of these farmers, the middleman farmer, sells out to corporations with, you know, the restaurant industry and things. So if all this stuff's closed down and they've had two bad seasons of harvesting, which I think our government gave them some kind of a relief, but it was like $250,000 per farmer, which I don't think is fair because some farmers have more expensive crops than other farmers.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gone through two seasons of that. I mean, we are seeing the exodus of our ranchers and our farmland to corporations. And so their last hope or their last stitch effort is to kill off the animals. Yeah. And because that's it. I honestly think that this goes back a long time, back like 1920 now. And I'm following the money and the acts and all this stuff that was put into law by our government and stuff to see. But I think that they have X'd out our ranchers for many, many years now. And from where we've had this big pandemic, we're going to see them all go. I mean, it's bad. The anti-competition law and all that doesn't exist for them. And we have four companies really nationwide that control all of this. And it's just wiping out the rancher.
Yeah. What about, we've got animal culling happening. Chickens, mm-hmm. cows. They said, oh, all these cows just died because it got really hot. And everyone goes, no, we're not believing that. What do we attribute this to?
It is, history repeats itself in many ways, because what was it? They wiped out the buffalo to exit out the indigenous people,
yep,
you know, back in the day. So we're seeing history repeat itself, but it's just another way to control. So what we need to do is find out exactly what farms in Kansas those took place, who owns those properties. And that's where it's hard to find, because Bill Gates owns some of those properties and it's hard to track exactly what land he owns through the transactions that I'm trying to find.
Yeah.
So it's all done for a purpose, because what's he doing? He's doing genetic, what is it called? The meat?
Lab grown meat, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it. But yeah, that GMO food, GMO seed GMO food. Through Monsanto, Spalsbard Norway seed vault, He financed that with Syngenta and the Norwegian government and the Rockefeller Foundation, like the worst group of people in the world, all of them. He's involved in
the birds of a feather.
Yeah,
together. Well,
exactly. For sure.
I mean, be in there.
It shouldn't be too surprising. He's got a venture capital company that he's running with a bunch of guys like Eric Schmidt and Jeff Bezos and Zuckerberg that's investing in a variety of companies, but one of them being BioMilk, which is synthetic breast milk. And then right when that is announced, announced when there's a breast milk shortage, it's like, oh, what amazing timing. So
you've got to sit here and think, though, that you have all these same guys. You have to, Zuckerberg is CIA.
Yeah.
Like, the CIA is behind all of this.
Yeah.
I there's no doubt about it. They're pushing it. They found their Manchurian candidate and on multi levels. And, even with our presidents, the Bushes, the Clintons, Obama, all of them, they've gotten that core group of people. They're all interrelated, too.
Right. On top of all of this stuff.
It's a war on their own people, which is, CIA has been doing that for many, many years. You got, like, what was that, Operation Northwoods? And everything under
JFK. At this shirt.
Oh, you got it on!
I'm wearing an Operation Northwoods shirt. Oh, wow. That's some synergy right there.
Yeah, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for those that want to get an Operation Northwood shirt, you can go to my website. I've got the merch store, so you can get that. that was not planned.
No.
Yeah. You're right. This has been going on a long, long time. The organizations that are there to allegedly protect us are operating against our own best interests. We understand this. I'm curious what you found. We were just talking about, meant to ask you this earlier. We were talking about the farmers not farming anymore. And I've been seeing things where the Biden administration was offering to pay farmers to get out of the farming business, to get out of the agriculture business.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that is unusual to put it mildly, but
giving them a buyout or something?
Yeah, they're offering them an early retirement.
So what's going to happen to that land that they farm on? Who owns those land?
Federal government would buy it from them.
Stand their ground on that.
Sounds like what's going on in the Netherlands when the government said, well, we're going to cut your fertilizer use that you're allowed, and then we're going to offer to buy your farms from you. It's like, I see what's going on here. I get the same vibe from our dirty government too, that they might be trying to do that.
Food is a weapon. And I said that the other day and my dad's a Vietnam veteran. He was a Screaming Eagle Hunter first. And he said that was the woke phrase during Vietnam.
Food is a weapon.
And, mm-hmm. I talked about this a little bit. You have to know about narcissism in many ways when you're dealing with all these government entities, because it's narcissism to the fullest. And I call it political trauma bonding, where the formula they did, they shut that factory down, caused the problem, and then try to, be the rescuer or the superhero. And that's a trauma bond that we have, that people keep thinking the government's bailing us out, but they're the ones that create the problem in the first place.
The government is your shitty boyfriend. You know what I mean? Who's like, he loves me because he hits me because he loves me, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the government is the bad boyfriend that your parents warned you about,
Yeah.
They have the same sort of psychopathic tactics.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Definitely. Sure do. And if you know anything about narcissism, because I've been there, went through that, went to therapy over it. She helped me. My therapist is amazing. And now I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
I see it everywhere in our school system, anything that the government's tied to, our healthcare, schools, all that have that same spirit about it. It's all intertwined. And it's all about control.
When you know what to look for, when your mind is sort of in tune for looking for certain signs or symbols or whatever, whether it be that or other things, hidden symbols in Disney films or whatever.
Yeah.
Once you sort of set your mind to kind of being, you know, looking, maybe being aware of what the signs and symptoms and everything are, you see it everywhere. I mean, once you go, well, I want to look at examples of the government psychopathy, you go, oh, my, I see it. I can see it in almost everything that they do. If you want to make a connections between like the way the government operates, you go, oh, they operate like psychopaths. And you go, yeah, because that's what psychopaths love. They love that. So they funnel themselves into government. And so, of course, government is going to act like like the people that make up the government, which are power hungry, mentally ill psychopaths.
They're all
psychopaths. Yeah. So I'm wondering, I'm trying to make some sort of like, I don't know, grand connection or anything with this map that you've got of all of these fires and where they are and what they are. I wonder what other sort of similarities we have. I mean, is this all, you said it was mostly grain. Okay. So then we've also got dead animals. Are they facilities that are small businesses, or is this happening to any really big businesses?
There's some big businesses in there, but that's slim to none. It's happening to the middleman, the mid-sized rancher or farmer, which makes me think that this could also be an insurance policy issue. Mm-hmm. With that, because they've gone through 2 years of this, and now possibly on a brink of another lockdown due to monkeypox or something. So the last thing they have to do is have the animals. But there's also been tons of grocery stores that burnt down too that nobody's reporting on, like tons of them. And I was like, no, I got to stay focused. Like, the grocery stores yet, because everywhere. A lot of Walmarts that have burnt down and mysteriously nobody knows.
Not the worst thing that could happen. No, I'm just kidding. But we do know that that Walmart and FEMA have a relationship with each other, or maybe it's DHS, I guess, or maybe it's the same thing, but they're to be used as overflow facilities. And I remember in 2015, during the Jade Helm exercises where they were simulating this, that's when you would find Walmarts that were going out of, they were shutting down for plumbing reasons for like 6 months, and you're going, oh yeah, they were shutting down for plumbing reasons, and you go, well, that's interesting. And then you looked at all the ones that shut down for plumbing reasons and things like that, and they all had some common denominators. They all had railroad tracks running right near them. They had wastewater ponds that was right on the Walmart premises, like sort of off to the side, mostly like in the south. But they all had these weird kind of, and then they were retrofitting them with barbed wire. Some of them they're shutting down altogether. And you go, well, why would Walmart shut their stores down altogether? And it's like, well, they had this relationship with FEMA and DHS. So I don't know that a Walmart just up and blowing up, I mean, that could be made to happen very easily. It could be, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but a lot of the materials were magically taken out the day before too.
Well, I can tell you, I'm confident in this number, anywhere between 30 and 40 Walmarts in the last year to 2 years have burnt down mysteriously. I would say out of that, probably 90% of them have burnt down mysteriously. That's the kicker of all this. Mysterious fire in the middle of the night.
Right.
You know, like, and then there's no follow-up in any kind of investigations. So how are we going to find answers to this? And I've talked on another podcast about it, is that honestly, the people are going to have to be boots on the ground. Like, I encourage all these people in Nebraska, Iowa, all these big places that have tons of things, go to these places and ask questions.
Yeah.
Ask questions, because we're not going to find that in the media. We're not going to find that anywhere unless we film it too. Film it. Like, you're there. If they deny questions, they won't answer, you know, or they can't answer. Just so you can at least have that documented. I tried. I went here. They can't answer. They won't answer. It's under investigation still, you know. That's the only way we're going to find answers.
Yeah, just tell everybody. Just tell them you're an investigative reporter. You're just, you're working for an independent media source.
Right, yourself.
Me. just say you're working for a podcast and just use mine. I don't care.
I would definitely Nebraska and Iowa, Washington State, California, Michigan too, which a lot of these too are the Democrat states. There's a lot up in New York also. There's your cat.
Yeah. She's making a visit. She's my pod cat. Yeah.
But if you go on my map, you're going to go on my website and see the map and everything. You're going to see all those, and then just scroll down and you can find the dates and click on each link.
Yeah. What about the fuel plants? You were talking about this. Oh, this is relatively recent for you.
Yes. This is last 2 or 3 days, because I came across an article and it was like a fuel plant. And I was like, I've never even thought about doing that. So, I went through this, and in 2021, we got 13 fuel plants, electric plants, burnt down. This is all by fire, all by explosions. And then in 2022, we got 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I should have prepared for this.
Oh, you've only been working on this part for a couple of days. So whatever you've got will take.
We got 25 plants in 2022 so far.
Hmm.
The bulk of them are in Texas, obviously, and Louisiana, Kansas. That's the bulk of these places being burnt down by explosions, fire, and it's mysteriously.
Always. That's the common theme here.
So,
what kind of fuel is it? You said it's electric plants?
Electric plants, fertilizer. We got oil refinery plants too, permanently closing also. We got some plants permanently closing. We have... and there was one I was wanting to talk about. I don't see it here right now. But, you know, that's something else we got to talk about, too, is like the water. Because up in New York, they're finding the monkeypox and stuff in the water. And for the first time in many, many years is that I saw the mayor, governor, somebody that did an ad to drink more tap water.
Oh, yeah. That was, that was Mayor Adams. He was doing this very performance art type drinking of the water. It felt like Obama drinking the Flint, fake drinking the Flint water, you know? And he was, talking about drink more of your New York City good old fashioned tap water in those pipes that haven't been replaced in 125 years. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? So that's mysterious. So you say they're finding stuff in the water in there?
Yeah, they're finding stuff in the water. They're saying monkeypox is in the water up there. Gosh. And and here's something too that everybody's freaking out over, is that also New York posted out there that they needed to put an emergency bag together to leave on anything. Well, I think everybody's just really heightened. If you go back and research this stuff, because I have family that live in New York, I have family that live in Brooklyn, like it's National Preparedness Months, August and September. And every year since 9/11, this stuff's been pushed out all over. So I don't know if it's just the QAnon people pushing it a little bit, but you know, that's just a regular thing. I hate fear tactic in many ways, people in fear. So,
the nuclear bomb commercial isn't as abnormal as we might be led to believe.
I don't think so. I think the government also likes to play off our feelings, right? We're dealing with narcissists. So
they're going to save us from nuclear bombs.
You know, they are going to amplify that a little bit. Yeah. You know, and things, if people are becoming more aware. But you go back through it and research it, every August, September, National Preparedness Months, all the different states push something out there for those. Okay. But the water, like, and everything, and then we have all these chemical plants, fuel plants that deal with the water, fertilization, all that. It doubled in 2022 so far. And I think I went all the way through June. Yeah, June of 2022. I haven't done July. No, I did July. I'm sorry. I have July here too. So that's up to date. Back on the food processing plants, though, I went through July. I'm going to do August, the end of August. I couldn't find one processing plant that burnt down in July. So anybody has anything that went down in July, let me know.
That's weird because July is known to be obviously a hot month. You would think if ever there was a reasonable explanation for just a fire, it could be, I mean, hell, they already tried to tell us that a bunch of cattle died because of the heat. You'd think that they would use that as a perfect explanation for why there's these fires, and yet there's nothing in July. That's kind of weird.
Well, I think it goes into the harvesting season and stuff. So they destroyed everything during that harvesting. So now they're replanting and we're going to see it again. And if they have to destroy plants or do whatever they need to do, that's still active, that's still running, we're probably going to see it upstream of these processing plants being destroyed. I would say probably the end of September to December.
Okay.
So it's
food processing plant fire season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. They're so not making the money. So,
they're not making the money.
They're going to destroy it to get at least insurance money. Cancel out.
Huh. You were talking about the water facilities, mm-hmm. and it got me thinking.
Well, hold on. Do you know who owns the biggest part of land of pure water? Like it can give us a pure natural water, cleanest water that you could possibly imagine for 200 years. You know who owns it?
No.
Bush.
What?
George Bush. George Bush owns it.
Where? What is it? Just like a hidden.
I'll tell you who.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I would have had this pulled up. I tell you.
You just ruined my life. George Bush is going to profit from selling water to humanity holy God.
So here, anybody listening to this right now, if you can invest into natural water, it will be the time to do it because it's going to be like gold.
Oh,
it's in Paraguay. Did I say that right?
Oh yeah. I do remember that they bought the Bushes have a big compound in Paraguay.
Yeah.
Like a landing strip and all kinds of stuff. Like they've got a full compound there and everyone's like, that's a weird place. That's why, because it has water.
It's pure water. He has 100,000 acres on one area, 300,000 acres in another one. It's all natural freshwater aquifers, and damn. He owns it. And that can supply like this side of the world, I think, for over 200 years. So having all this stuff happen, like this goes deep.
Yeah, I've had about enough of the Bush family.
It all roads lead back to Bush. And listen, my great awakening happened in 2020. My dogs, I named my dogs George W. Bush and Jeb. And I called GW and Jeb. So Jeb is still alive. GW I had to put down. They're American Bulldogs. And so when the lockdown happened and I hadn't had news or anything like that for many, many years, I thought, you know, I'm just going to start going into some of this. And I started and I realized how evil the Bush family, all the way back to Samuel Bush, Prescott Bush, all of them, how evil they are. And it all ties in. And you know, they're related to Obama. Obama, you know.
Yeah.
They're related to Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney. See you later.
I was talking to Freeman Fly about Aleister Crowley.
Oh, yeah.
The relationship he had with Barbara Bush mother. And that Barbara Bush and I was like, is that, you know, I was asking him, is that bullshit? And he's like, no, he's like, he goes, of all the crazy conspiracies out there that are probably true, that's one of them. He was saying, he explained like, and I don't remember it all, but he said like this relationship and they were family friends and they all knew each other. And it is more than reasonable that could have happened. And then you look, I mean, you look at a picture of Barbara Bush and she looks exactly like Aleister Crowley and you go, oh my God, like it's like when you look at Justin Trudeau and you go, looks exactly like Fidel Castro, you know, and people go, oh, that's crazy. And you go, maybe it is, but look at the picture and tell me that there's not and then you go, well, did the Castros and the Trudeaus know each other? It's like, oh yeah, they were close. And you're like, oh shit, well, this is what's happening here. So I think we're kind of naive to just go, oh, well, that would never happen. That just sounds too crazy. I agree. All this stuff sounds crazy. Burning down food processing facilities on purpose sounds crazy, but it doesn't mean that it's not really happening. It doesn't mean that it's not true. So I've learned that it's like, you know, we don't necessarily need to be, you know, worried about getting called a conspiracy theorist for this. This is, it's reasonable.
It's an honor now. It's an honor to me now that people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, because now a lot of the stuff I was saying several years ago has come to pass to be true. And like my dad was one of them. And now he comes to me, calls me, and he asks me what I think about stuff. He's and things. So he's like, Emily was right. Emily was right. And nobody knows. Here's, I don't know. Nobody knows how to read anymore. No one knows how to research anymore. And the CIA, kudos to them on mind control, because I kind of place all this blame on baby boomers, because they were born during the time the TV was invented and was placed, and they were taught to learn that whatever was on the TV was the truth when it comes to news. And, you know, both my parents are baby boomers, so they would not listen to me in the beginning on all this. Well, if it was true, it'd be on the news.
Right.
I haven't had the news since Obama had his second term. I got rid of all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. But it's no good for you.
With the Bushes, though, really quickly, I have a play on words a little bit, but I have a section on my website called Ambushed.
Mm-hmm.
A-M, lowercase, and then all capital case Bush, like I am Bush or am, we got ambushed.
Right.
So 9/11, all that.
Love it.
The 322, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only one person, though, so be patient with me.
Yeah. Nobody expects you to have it all figured out. We're all, I mean, the Bushes are a fascinating family.
He put 11. Here we go. We got the number 11. He put 11 of his bones buddies in administration. Then 9/11. Then here's what something people don't understand is that New York was actually founded on September 11th. And then the Pentagon was being built, started construction on 9/11.
Yeah.
So 11 and 13 are major numbers in this Masonic secret society bones. And if you go onto the plants and all this stuff, go scroll through there. You're going to see how many 11s and 13s you got.
It's like a nice little coded message for each other that send and saying,
the Georgia Guidestones, you know, was it put in place on March the 22nd, 322. And then when was it destroyed? It was destroyed on George W. Bush's birthday.
Oh, shit.
So, I put a big post. Happy birthday. I tagged him on there. I don't know if he's going to see that or not. Happy birthday. How about them Georgia Guidestones?
Oh my God. Yeah. I was before this last election, when the Biden regime did whatever they did, I was talking to Whitney Webb about simulations that were being run by this Israeli cyber security firm. And they were running them on behalf for, I guess, apparently no charge for the White House, simulating some unusual events that could potentially happen during the on election day. And one of the things that they were simulating was a cyber attack on the water treatment facilities in the United States, and having them basically be shut down through some sort of computer virus that turns them outward, so that they're not processing wastewater, they're pushing it out.
Well, that makes sense, but I understand, because we did have a lot of cyber hacks during that time right before the election, and then also after the election, like just in September of last year, like when we listened to like a facility being hacked or how they push this on any kind of like program on the news or whatever, that, you know, somebody, do they even talk about facilities like our food industry being hacked?
No.
Okay.
I haven't really heard much.
So we had big, huge cyber attacks on our grain. All of it was grain, actually. And I haven't even finished it. So when they talk about grain, they say probably, I'm thinking Crystal Valley Corporation. All right. That's one of our biggest grain facility. So you think that's just one location. That's not true. It's like they have like 15 to 20 locations all through the Midwest and everything, and every facility got hacked.
Really?
So it's bigger.
What were they doing with the hack? What was the hack to do to shut it down?
I have not gotten that far. I'm just trying to document each place. We had a lot on September 24, 2021. We had a lot on September 21, 2021, and this is Iowa Grain Corporation and Crystal Valley Corporation. We had a worldwide hack on agriculture equipment on May 9, 2022, and that happened in Georgia. It was a worldwide hack on ARCO. But I don't know, when they get hacked, if their system is absolutely completely destroyed. So all processing within that facility is shut down. Like they can't do anything. I don't know. I just want to try to document these places, and then I'll eventually go through and figure out, you know, try to think a little bit and figure out why, when, how.
Yeah. But just document it now. You know that that stuff will go away at some point. They'll try to make it, you know, seem.
And
like
I have every entry on the hack thing. I have every website I went to and have it linked to it on where you can find it. And that's a lot, y'all. I have no life. When you see this stuff, listen. I do have chronic insomnia. Like, I can't even tell you how many hours I've put together on this. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
Just for the truth.
So it's not just the food processing facilities that are blowing up, but they're also being hacked as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Okay, so, I mean, it wasn't a coincidence to begin with. We know that. But even if you could just allow yourself to... The hacking, too... Now and what I was mentioning, the Biden buy-offs to farmers, mm-hmm. This is very unusual activity. This just seems like there's no way this could be a coincidence.
Well, didn't we have a pipeline hack too? I haven't even touched that. Wasn't there a pipeline? Remember?
Oh, I don't know.
And the pipeline attack, ransomware attack, is what has happened to these grain. And I'm not familiar with this yet. I'm not a computer person. My brother is. I'll probably talk to him about it when I. Get to this point, but it was a ransomware. But yeah, there was a cyber attack on our crude oil. I used to be a vice president of operations for a crude oil hauling company.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, May 10th of 2021, I haven't gone to the oil energy place yet. I'm just dealing with the grain and farmlands, but a cyber attack forced a shutdown on U.S. oil pipelines, and that happened May of 2021. So, we are being attacked. And honestly, I think they, you know, with narcissism, they want to project what they are actually doing on other countries like Putin and Russia. So, I hate to say it, I think all of these attacks are coming from within.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I'm not of the belief that it is some external force doing this to us. I believe it is. We're being hollowed out from within. But there is one thing I do have a question about, and this is, and maybe you can fill me in, is China has been buying a bunch of pork processing plants in the United States. That sounds like a bad idea.
Are they buying them or are they giving to them? Has it been given?
I don't know.
Because when I was in crude oil, South Dakota, North Dakota, up there under Obama, he gave a lot of that crude oil land to China to as a payoff in debt. So China owns a bulk, like not the Bakken oil side, but a bulk, B-U-L-K, of crude oil in North Dakota, South Dakota. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know if China is actually buying these places or are we giving them as a payout, but China wants to be the number one energy in the world, like the number one, all that green energy stuff, mm-hmm. everything. They want to be number one. So, you know, we got Biden and Hunter Biden doing all their, and I got a section, I have the Ukraine report on my website, and I put players up all the time with Burisma, because I've been all about Burisma for many years, like before all this stuff. Burisma, Jim Jones, I love him. And I was like, what happened? Nobody's bringing up Burisma anymore, but you're going to find all the players there and you're going to see how corrupt Ukraine is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they want to project everything onto Russia. Yeah. And that's not the case. But anyway, going back to the China things, like we're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the administration we have right now, like, I don't know how we're going to last another year.
I'm concerned about the fertilizer situation. We've got Canada having a bean. I'm not sure. They said Russia and Canada 1 and 2 in fertilizer production. Obviously, we know what's going on with Russia. You know, we can't get fertilizer from them if we wanted to because of our stupid embargo. But now we've got Canada. We said, fine, we'll deal with Canada. But then they have like issues with our borders. We have issues with train
derailment. Canada's had a lot of burning down of facilities.
Oh, have they? Too. I didn't know that. Okay.
I haven't put that on there, but when I go researching there's a lot of Canadian plants that have also been burnt down. Fuel plants in Canada has been burnt down. I mean, you got Trudeau up there. Like,
yeah. These guys are not working for the people, obviously.
No.
They're working for Klaus. And
what we need to do, get the QAnons away from the computer. And we need to revolt. Because, you know, they also, this is part of the plan. That burns me. And I hate saying white hats and dark hats. That burns me too, because I am also a Christian. So my viewpoint is, I have the scripture that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So even if they're white hats, this is still killing and destroying. And this is not what God intended for America to be.
Period. Yeah, it's devolved into something real weird. And it hasn't been like a gradual slide. It's been very forced upon. There's definitely been a cultural change in the last 8 years or so.
Well, 8 years, but I was going to say,
definitely in the last two years, we've seen a lot of mental illness disguised as wokeness being sort of infused and like forced on people in a very unnatural way. And it seems like the media is pushing it, but it seems like when you have conversations with people in real life, nobody's on board with it. So I wonder how much of this woke insanity that we're seeing is actually authentic, or if it's just like only in our computers.
How about paid Soros, George Soros?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
This is why the IRS, these 87,000 IRS people, is going to be Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Afghanistan refugees, the Afghan terrorist leaders that Obama and Biden released.
It's like a tax Gestapo.
Yeah.
I can just sick on all these groups. Anyone that speaks up against them, they can just say, you're getting audited.
I mean, they put it, IRS put on their deadly weapons. Like, who does that?
It's
that?
Crazy. Like, I feel like we're in some sort of weird cartoon world.
This is 1984. Yeah. I read that book like 3 times when I was young. You know?
Yeah.
And it's all coming together, and they're using food. Like, hold on. Don't, like, have you ever been hangry? Like, this is what upset me. I don't think people are going to see the effects of the food industry until this winter. I know they said it was going to be cold, dark winter last winter, but I really think it's going to be this winter.
Yeah, probably.
And you know, but what upsets me is that people think this is all part of the plan. Yeah, it is the part of the plan of the enemy, you know, and they want to keep you complacent. They want to keep you sitting, as if nobody ever won anything sitting on their ass.
Right.
This is a fight. Like, I've argued, I've had people block me, QAnon people block me that were my friends. I've had Baptist folk that block me, because I tell them, like, even in the Bible, it says that, you know, people were ripping off the roofs to get to Jesus to make him king. And here we got Donald Trump being, you know, down there in Florida with the FBI, and everybody just sitting down waiting on a Q drop.
I can't believe Q2 Electric Boogaloo, he's back.
Well, I told my dad, because business mind frame, I told my dad, because Q went silent for a while. And I'm thinking about my ex-boyfriend, all right? Narcissism, they like to hoover, right? Mm-hmm. And they like to hoover when something major happens, like a holiday, a change, anything like that. So I told my dad 2 months before in May when that Roe versus Wade leak came out, I told my dad, Q will come back when Roe versus Wade is overturned. And what happened?
That's what happened.
Yeah. I said, this is all CIA, narcissistic, psychopath, sociopath. You got to learn these patterns of behavior to understand how the big corporation is acting and behaving. And it's to steal, kill, and destroy. And then they want to keep you complacent.
That's really an interesting connection. The Q would come back after Roe versus Wade was overturned. That's an interesting call. I would have never put those two together. I got to be honest. I thought that Q kind of served its purpose. I used to have these great conversations. I'd go once a month. I'd go on the Kev Baker show. Kev passed away earlier this year, and we used to just laugh at the Q people. Oh my God, they were the best shows, because we'd do 2 hour shows, and we'd spend like an hour and 45 minutes on the Q stuff, and we would just crack ourselves up making fun of it. And I just thought it was known that that was nonsense. And apparently it's back again. And it makes me just kind of go, boy, they don't have much respect for us, do they?
Well, they all base all their stuff on Cash. What's his last name? Cash?
Cash Patel.
Patel. And they don't listen to any of the podcasts he does on the side, where he says that they just use Q as a marketing tool because it has a wide audience, which makes sense if you come from a business.
Yeah, yeah.
You, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to use Q to do this. I said, they're all playing games with you all. Like, it's all a big game. And you know, and even if they want to say that they're the white hats or whatever, they're doing business smart. Like smart business, I would do the same thing. If that was the bulk of the conservative party at this time and everybody's fallen under the Q spell, and even though it might be CIA related and all that, heck yeah, I'm going to use it. I'm going to market that. Wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah, you got a built-in audience there with that. You've already got brand name recognition.
Yeah. And so then what does the CIA own? They own a venture capital company called N-Q-Tel, which invests in a lot of AI. So I think also, this is a double-edged sword, I think that they are using these Q drops, AI-generated Q drops, and then they're trying to see how we as people kind of think and our thought processes and stuff to try to develop more AI. But AI will never beat the human brain. I don't think so. I think that the human brain is without boundaries. AI will always have boundaries.
Yeah, I had a very optimistic conversation with a hedge fund guy I know who used to invest in AI companies. And he said that the thing about them is that 90% of what they say they're going to be able to do, they're never going to be able to do. He said that you can't get a Tesla trained to tell the difference between a balloon going across the street and a little kid. He said it's just the computing power doesn't exist right now for anything close to that. So he's saying a lot of times the AI stuff that they talk about, you know, he's like, it's super scary, but he's like, it's a lot of it is wishful thinking. And I was like, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. He said, yeah, I wish we could, you know, he's
I agree with him. I'm not an expert in it. Just me reading this stuff, I'm like, this is all a game. And they're just trying to get our cognitive skills and how we process our problem solving skills to try to intertwine that with AI, but AI will never get there.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't want to be dismissive either of how much damage they can do with what they've currently have with AI. They've got some technological capabilities that can be very destructive. So I'm not trying to say that AI is harmless in any way. I'm just saying that luckily it's not it's not Terminator. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying too, is that they will not,
but of course they want it to be.
Right. But somebody's going to have to push that button. AI is not going to be able to do that automatically like this. Somebody's going to have to be behind there and push that button. But, all of this intertwines in it. We have been in war for, at least the last 2 years. For sure. Like, I think there's a lot more people waking up to this, but we've been in the cyber war and everything for a long time. And unfortunately, it saddens me because I have family that's in military, and I'm kind of waiting on the military. I'm kind of waiting on, my dad's 77. He's not going to do anything. But like, veterans or the people that didn't take the jab, like, what are they doing? Because right now we just have a woke military.
It's weird.
So I'm waiting. I don't have combat experience, but I got my guns and I will listen. And I'm like, I'm ready to go. It's going to have to be a revolution. There really is.
I mean, there's two very incompatible ideologies occupying America right now. This divide is being really magnified, and it's getting to the point where both sides are looking at the other side saying, I just don't want to have anything to do with you. And that is, like, it's fine with me because I don't, I talk to about 8 people, but I recognize that it's a really dangerous thing when you have that big of a divide, because then you start to get into some real weird cultural,
people don't understand that the U.S. government is a corporation.
Yeah.
They might say that it is for the people, but they're not for the people.
No, no. You know?
There's going to have to be an overthrow. And sadly, it's going to have to get to that point.
If it's a corporation, then it should be put into bankruptcy.
We've been bankrupt for a very.
I know we have, but we should officially liquidate the United States of America Corporation because this experiment is.
But who's going to do that?
Bailing. Yeah. I mean, banks are making things insane for people. We're printing money like crazy. We're hearing, there's no accountability.
The banks don't
even
have the money. Like, everybody's saying the IRS and stuff. I had a friend go to pull out his money out because he's going to go old school. I'm about to go old school too. And they couldn't give him the money right then. They're going to have to wait like 10. What is it? What's that Christmas story with George and the bank? What's that?
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
I don't have the money, you know, and this is all I have. The banks don't have it because the banks are bankrupt. And so what they're going to have to do, they have to push this new reset, and they're going to have to push it sooner than later. And then what happens to the people that turn away from the U.S. dollar? We got Russia doing that right now, but we had Gaddafi and we had Saddam Hussein that did that.
And
what happened to them? They got killed. And so... we're going to see a lot more from Russia, North Korea, Iran, and Cuba, because those 4 countries are the only 4 standing that's not in with the bank or the NWO or the reset.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have central banks.
This went from one thing to the next. I'm sorry.
I know. It's great. I love it. I can tell, the enemies in banking are... they don't get the sort of recognition that they deserve, because I think that the banking component to this is so unbelievably dangerous, and it's hidden in its boredom. Just go, ugh, bored. Banking. I don't want to talk about central banking. And you're just like,
nobody even understands the system.
It's super dangerous. It is. Mm-hmm. It is what strangles this world. And I think that, look, I mean, we'll wrap it up with this. I mean, none of this is accidental. I'm not going to apologize for making connections between food processing plants catching on fire and getting cyber attacked and farms being bought out, being forced farmers being offered to sell out and go into early retirement by the Biden administration, which is crazy. All of these things are, there's just too many coincidences for me. And I refuse to apologize for not saying there's something to look into here. And I think it's reasonable for us to do that. And I think that you have put together the most concise version of this in one place that I think everybody really needs to go over and take a look at it, just so that you can visually see what's going on, because it changes, it does something in your brain when you just see it laid out on this map that us talking about it really can't justify. So again, I put her website, emilymenshouse.org, not .com, .org, in the show notes for everybody, but I want to make sure people go over and check it out, because it's worth looking at. You put a lot of time and effort into it. It's reflected there. It's super detailed. You don't give people anywhere to go. If people want to say, oh yeah, but the, and you're like, look, here's the article. Here are multiple articles. Here it's broken down by state. Here it's broken down by, I mean, like, it's a pretty good resource for people to use. And I think that, I think I would suggest, if people know of some obscure event, fires or whatnot, that maybe aren't getting talked about in the news, maybe let Emily know, because yes,
please, let me know.
This can be a place where people can come together and share that information.
And if there's a farmer out here that's been affected by this by any means, like, it's time for us to start interviewing these farmers. And then I got an interesting name today doing some research, because he does a lot of the cattle selling, marketing and stuff for cattle. His name is Justin Tupper, T-U-P-P-E-R, I think. He's an auctioneer in South Dakota that sells off cattle. I'm going to reach out to him. That's some research I did today on the cattle issue, and see if I can talk to him about, maybe have a show with him on it. Or Charlie might be somebody for you to talk to too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's come to the time that this is huge and big, and it's time for us to try to get to, if they want to talk, like all these people don't want to talk. So it's time, boots on the ground, and we can't depend on the media.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. So
plug your show.
Oh, I do have a show called What the Frick Live.
Yeah.
on Friday night. Actually, I'm so backdated. My show's been around for 5 years. I had to take a break. I had surgery and stuff. So we've had an 8-month break, and we started back up in June. But it goes from anywhere where paranormal, UFOs, conspiracy, Heaven's Gate. I've had Heaven's Gate people on. Like, Penny L.A. Shepherd, she's awesome. She is actually, I do believe her testimony, and she showed me enough proof. She is the 11 off of Stranger Things. So it's a wide variety of things. It's like, makes you think, what the frick? Our main show's on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RU Media Network, Odyssey, which I just started, and Rumble, which I started in June. I'm hoping that I don't have to be live on Facebook by the first of the year. I'm pushing everybody to Rumble or Odyssey. I have had to start over. So yeah. I've lost 160 interviews.
Yeah. Those places, you cannot build a foundation on quicksand, and right. YouTube and Facebook, and these places are controlled, and we just cannot be naive and pretend that that's a thing. It's wishful thinking, and it's we just have to make the move. I've had Jeremy Kaufman from Odyssey on the show. Okay. He's great, and I've met him at Anarchapulco when I saw him speak there, and he's just a guy that's all about, he's like, look, we're not going to censor you. We're, you know, don't advocate violence and be an idiot, as long, but short of that, whatever you want to do. Right. And he's a freedom guy. So yeah, support Emily, support her at the right places too. If you can, you can go to Odyssey. You can go, I think Rumble, I don't know too much about them, but I know that they say they're anti.
I haven't had any issues. What I like about Rumble is I've already been paid by Rumble, and it's paid off views rather than subscribers or anything. So I started Rumble in June, and I've already got two paychecks from Rumble. So
great.
Yeah, that it. You know, I don't. even want pay, because I just love this as a hobby of mine, and yeah. enjoy meeting new people and everything. But if you get enough money to pay for the software you use or the time, like I fit like almost 10 hours in each show with the marketing yeah. and the intros mm-hmm. and all that. Like, but if I can get enough money to pay my software, then I'm happy.
Well, we appreciate the hell out of what you're doing. And I think Thank you. Your website is just a really great resource. People should go take a look at it, bookmark it. And when you're thinking about things or having conversations with your friends, or you're trying to fact check a news article that you see about some new fire processing plant blowing up, it's nice to have your website as a reference point where someone you can go check and sort of use that as a good place. So that's Emily Menzhaus, everybody. She's the best. Support her work. Check out her website. We'll talk to you all later. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.